We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
She gives me money when I'm in need. Oh, oh, what a friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yes. Gives me loving early in the morning. She's good to me. Oh, yes. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? And I'm her loving man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yes. Don't you know she's all right? All right's all right. All right's all right. All right's all right.
Hello, this is Cosmic Charlie. You know what I do? I listen to WYXR every day. And you know what you're doing? You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Greetings, traveler, and welcome to another edition of Audio Quest Log here on WYXR 91.7, your one-stop shop for dungeon synth, fantasy ambient, and ethereal new age music. At the summit of a great mountain stood the Eternal Tavern. No map marked its place, and no road led to its door. Yet those who needed it always found their way. A stranger entered slowly, shedding the snow from his shoulders. His coat had once been fine, but the years had worn it thin. He moved with the stiffness of someone who had grown accustomed to carrying a great weight, though there was nothing in his hands, nor on his back. The barkeeper poured him his drink, without a word, and he took it. The drunk, half slumped over in his corner, raised a lazy eye.
You've got the look of a gambler. Care for a game of dice?
His words punctuated with hiccups and belches. This is Audio Quest Log on WYXR 91.7. And we just heard The Merchant's Tale by Chaucerian Myth. Before that, The Virtue of Hard Work by Forklift Operator. And then just before that, Evening Market by Fief. The stranger gave a hollow chuckle. Huh, a gambler, something like that. I was a merchant once. Not just any merchant, a great one. I had an instinct for it. An eye for opportunity. When I was young, I could turn a handful of copper into a pouch of silver before sundown. I learned every trick, every shortcut. I knew when to buy, when to sell, when to hold back just enough, and make them beg for it. He exhaled through his nose. I was hungry for it. Not just the money, the game. The feeling of turning nothing into something. Watching a deal unfold like a perfect hand of cards. He ran a finger around the rim of his lip. And I had Penelope.
Thank you.
to Audio Questlog on WYXR 91.7. This is Tootsin, the safety of prosperity. Before that, you heard Hue of Caves with Time as a Trade Wind. And then just before that, Secret Shops by Fief. Penelope. She believed in me before anyone else did, the merchant continued. When I was just a boy with an empty stall and too much ambition, she stood beside me. When the first coins came in, she counted them with me, made sure we had enough for the next day. We built our life together, brick by brick. And every night, no matter how late I came home from the stall, nor how long I traveled with the caravan, she would be there, waiting, ready to remind me that none of it mattered more than us. His gaze fell to the table. But I wanted more. The drunk chuckled, slow. And she didn't. She wanted a life, not a conquest. I told her I was doing it for us, that if I climbed high enough, we'd never have to worry again, that we'd be untouchable. He swallowed hard. She told me we already had enough, that we were happy. The tavern maid's call stilled again. And you didn't listen. The merchant shook his head. No, because I thought I knew better. So I made bigger deals, took bigger risks, borrowed from the wrong men. And one night when the debt came due, his jaw tightened. I wasn't home, and she was. The tavern went quiet. Thank you. You are listening to Audio Quest Log on WYXR 91.7. You just heard Mild with Penelope's Tears. Just before that, Angel with A Tale of Loss. And just prior, we heard Memphis's own Squalor with Condition of Misfortune. The merchant let out a slow breath. I spent my life trading one thing for another. Goods for coin, risk for coin, my own humanity for coin. And in the end, I traded away the only thing that ever mattered. He finished his drink. And for a long time, no one spoke. And then the drunk raised his cup. "To the things we already have," he muttered. The merchant hesitated, with tears welling in his eyes. And he lifted his drink in return. Outside, the wind shifted. Somewhere beyond the mountain, another traveler was making their way up the path, hoping to find comfort at the Eternal Tavern. Listening to Audio Quest Log on WIXR 91.7, and we've come to an end of this edition. Join me next week, and rest well, travelers. Tomorrow begins anew. Always remember, these melodies are ripe.